The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. There you go. It's Incubus right there. Drive. If you don't have to, don't do it, though, because we're not looking good out there right now. Rain's floating through. It's going to stay this way for a while, and people are sliding all over the place. Before we get into this, and I didn't really notice him saying so, but earlier in the show, Toledo said about circumcision that he did it when his son was 6 months old.
Ooh, that's yeah. old, right?
So my son was 2 weeks old, and they said, don't do it if the baby's older than a month. They gave my kid sugar water to make him feel good. I had to wait in a separate room. My son is only a year and a half, so things could have changed over time. But Toledo's doctor is a sadistic son of a bitch. Who cuts a six-month-old's wiener? Richard!
Yeah, my son, it was the next day after my son was born.
I didn't catch that he said it was
six months. Jeez.
And I know you can get it done later, but.
With sheet metal shears.
Did you have 6 months before Alex got it?
If I said that, I might have been wrong there. It wasn't the second day, though. It was 6 weeks.
Oh, six weeks. Okay. Yeah. Were you him and Han, or what was the holdup?
No. If I said 6 months, I misspoke. It was like 6 weeks.
I didn't catch that.
He was waiting for the DNA test to come back and find out he was Jewish or not.
Had to be sure.
He was also trying to decide whether he was going to stick around. Family tradition.
Yeah. It's innate, John. It's innate.
It's innate.
The family business.
You have to fight the feelings.
I couldn't fight it, you know.
Yeah, got to fight the urges.
Well, he is half black. Remember, Richard.
That is true. We just found
President John's his dad, so.
That's true. It's time now for Brady to entertain us all. This is the Entertainment Drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense. And if you want to get out there and get in great shape and learn some self-defense stuff that you didn't know existed, and it would be like, holy cow, this changes everything. Well, that's the place to go. ReactDefense.com will teach you all that while you're getting in great shape. And again, like I told you, Monday, my dad went with me, 73 years old, never done anything like it, loved every second of it. And, you know, he's in decent shape, but he's still 73-year-old man. If you're thinking to yourself, I'm not in the kind of shape I need to be in, I got to get, no, you don't. You go today, as is, and you start the process, you'll be blown away at what you can accomplish now, and then just wait down the road when you start getting a hold of this thing. It changes everything. You're going to be so happy with yourself, and it's fun. Top of the list is that it's a blast. It's a workout you can actually enjoy every time, and that's what you need to get involved with. Get yourself in better shape, mentally and physically. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, celebrating 20 years in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. Brady, entertain me.
Nick Cannon pranked Kevin Hart by sending him a llama for his birthday, and I had a little save the drama for your llama, happy birthday, because he on the note it also said, since I'm having all these new kids, I thought I would bless you with one a new one as well. So Kevin, little payback prank, put up three billboards, one in L.A., one in Atlanta, and the other in New York. That said, for any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon and put his real
phone number out there.
There's the win.
That's how you one-up somebody. Yeah. Nick has seven kids with four different women. Four of those kids have been born within the past 8 months. He had one like the next day. Yeah. He had a kid and the next day. They're like, I've got another one pregnant.
Yeah. He did. He had that one, and it was like 2 days later, Nick Cannon had another baby. It's pretty amazing. You can get two out in a
and
week.
He's all cryptic about it. He's like, I'm doing this on purpose.
Mm.
He's like, he's building an army.
you kind of have to say that.
He's too far gone. Yeah. He's just like, I got to accept it at this point.
In too deep.
The Surreal Life is coming back this fall for the first time since 2006. You ready for the cast? Dennis Rodman, Stormy Daniels, Frankie Muniz.
Hello, train wreck.
Wow. That's going to be a treat.
Frankie Muniz is deciding to come out of retirement for this?
Yes, because I want to live with Dennis Rodman, too. I want to see
that would be awesome.
When does it start?
When does it start?
Uh-oh,
this fall.
He lost the okay. fall.
He lost the
Come on, Biden. Let's go.
Brady needed an old man now.
Sean Penn is doing a limited series for Starz called Gaslit, and it's about Watergate, the Watergate scandal. But he will not show up to the set until everyone is vaccinated.
Wow.
So
that's star power. That's star power. That's different than demands. It's just.
Yeah, that's swinging your D around.
That's pretty much that.
Dr. Dre finalized his divorce. He'll pay his ex-wife $3.5 million a year in support.
Ooh.
But it's a good deal for him because she was asking for $2 million per month.
Jeez. That I can't even grasp. Like, somebody, I don't know if I have that in me. Like, if somebody did that much better than me and I got a divorce from them, I'd have more personal pride in my brain to say, you got to pay for me to be a person.
Ben Zobrist's wife is pissed off that he took a leave of absence when she was cheating on him. Well, she wants that money.
She was not only that, her and her pastor were like guiding him to their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it was a complete brainwashing what was going on. There was way beyond any infidelity. This was a full on manipulation of a man, yeah. his money, and like talking him into giving to the church and stuff. And then he took time away when he found out I'd just been bamboozled by not only my wife, but my pastor. And they're in on it together. And now she's like, well, you didn't make as much money last year and that.
You were supposed to make $12 million and I want my part of that.
That shouldn't count against me. I don't understand that. Like that. I understand you have to get back on your feet, but it shouldn't cost somebody.
If you're getting millions of dollars, you'll be fine getting back on your
feet. You should get your value.
Neither one of you guys are money-grubbing broads. That's why you don't understand how this works. What's the problem?
Brent's got a point. So strong.
I don't know why you're talking about this.
What in the world don't you understand about the fact that you got logic and a wang? You ain't a money-grubbing hoe. That's the difference. You got what's called pride. Oh, we got that.
It's true. It's hard logic to argue with. You can't really fight that. But I just don't know that if, like, you know, if Brady, like Brady and I are gay married, right?
Okay.
And Brady makes $10 million a year and I make $100,000. My value is $100,000. So maybe he has to kick in and give me that. You know, it shouldn't have to be like, I don't know. As a person, I don't see that. Like, in the millions and millions range. When you get into that.
It's not the way the agreement
I understand
goes
that, but it needs to. And yeah. I'm not.
Now the prenup isn't a rude thing to ask anymore.
No.
I don't think it's.
But not. I get it. But like if Dr. Dre, through his own volition, made billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You were just along for the ride, so you deserve to be compensated as an employee, but you didn't do half. So her getting $2 million a month, it's.
That's why the judge said, look, $3.5 million a year. That's
right.
That's
I get why. The system's in place that way because the courts don't want to deal with you bickering. But bottom line is you as a human should have personal pride and say, no, I mean, that's clear. And clearly that's his talent, his work.
Yeah.
And that's give me a chunk of change, get me on my feet, and I'll go on my own.
That's what happened with Jeff Gordon and his wife. He ended up, she couldn't take half because he's like, I put my life on the line.
Yeah.
She doesn't. The judge is like, well, you got a point. So she got money. So he's like, yeah, sure. So it was one of the few times that it went in the guy's favor.
Right. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong to fork over the dough, but that when they start screaming for more, that's when I'm like, don't you have any pride in your heart that says I can do this on my own?
But you know, again, it comes down to knowing that going into it first.
Like that's
if you're going to get married.
That's the point.
Here's the rules. Here's the laws.
Yep.
Everything from that day forward.
That's very true.
Assets, it's 50%.
Well, look how much McCartney had to pay out to Heather Mills.
Heather Mills.
She didn't do anything.
She was never even around for the Beatles stuff. You're right, though. Brady's right.
She got 50% of what he got because she only has 50% of the normal person's legs.
Well, I don't know if she needed to buy her new leg.
She doesn't get 50%. She gets whatever. When they met that day.
Stunning amount
they
of money.
She got 50% from whatever the relationship is.
Let's see how much you think. Because she
Jeff
ended up
Bezos
getting the
wife too,
Apple
huh?
Money Beatles catalog, which was the killer because they signed with Apple and got $1 billion each.
Oh, when it went all digital for the
first
time.
And so she somehow was in on that deal.
She's like, I was part of that.
Yeah, she basically got the Beatles money.
Yeah, Heather Mills got $50 million.
One of the most
cash payout.
Yeah, right off the bat. It was a big pile. And she was there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And spread her leg maybe like once every month.
Her stump.
Sopranos Monopoly is coming.
And
do you get to rob people?
It's Monopoly, you dumbass.
But it's Sopranos. There's got to be. There's got to be
part of the rules you can reach over and take somebody else's.
Yeah, there's got to be a way. Exactly.
There's got to be a.
There's got to be a criminal element to it.
Worth it because there'll be an envelope.
Game night. Let's do it.
We're doing it. All right. When does that come out?
Fall. That doesn't say. In the fall. Yeah. In time for Christmas.
It's not going to be the same as Monopoly. There's going to be payouts, bribes.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of nefarious.
Play a dude just got whacked.
What? I'm out?
Yeah. It says here in chance, you just got whacked. Game over.
Oh. I want to play.
Oh, the box looks awesome.
Does it?
Yeah, he pulled it up.
I'll get a date on that.
Whitney Houston is doing a residency at Harrah's Casino in Las Vegas this fall. An evening with Whitney.
Wait, who is?
Hologram. The Whitney Houston hologram concert.
It's pretty neat. You ever seen one?
Yeah.
I almost danced with the Michael Jackson one once. It was pretty awesome.
They're dead.
He knows he's dead. But
well, they're dead. Cares about that stuff.
They're going to combine it with the O show eventually on the
Oprah. Oh, Brady.
Great crowd.
Too soon.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
The best is still Brady's secret square.
Let's not bring it up. It makes him uncomfortable. They put her in the water.
Look at that. That's awesome.
Look at the board.
The Sopranos Monopoly looks outstanding. Got to have that. All right. It's almost time to go.
It's a garbage truck.
Look, you can be a garbage truck.
That's awesome.
There's got to be a Stugatz. There it is.
There's the pig from the pork store.
Pile My has to be in there.
The rubber duck.
Pile My.
The chair from Milfie's office.
Johnny Cakes. Dr.
Milfie's chair. Oh, this is too good. All right. Yeah, the Sopranos Monopoly is awesome.
It's a must.
There you go. That's your entertainment drill. Coming up in just seconds, we got them Guadalupe squares. We need a girl. We need a boy. The squares are coming up. And I do believe we have tickets to something to give you. We'll tell you what it is. If you win the squares, they are next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.